And as I started growing that business, I lost interest in it because my interest was suddenly on, hang on a minute, if my business can grow as a result of me gaining confidence in myself and putting myself out in a bigger way, then I can't be the only one who does this, who suffers. I can help other entrepreneurs who are stuck, not just in marketing, but also in sales conversations. There's a huge amount of fear there. And that's when I transitioned out of that business into this business.
You're listening to Wealthy Advisor Mindset Podcast, a show dedicated to helping financial advisors grow their AUM while enjoying a great quality of life by creating a high performance mindset. Guiding you on this podcast is none other than Nina Cook, a seasoned mindset coach who has worked with hundreds of business owners over the last decade to dissolve all their self-sabotaging behaviors and habits to achieve their business goals so they can have a much bigger impact and make much more money. Throughout the show, we'll deliver actionable strategies to grow your practice more easily and quickly, while revealing the incredible possibilities that emerge when you tap into your best self. Ready for a breakthrough that amplifies your impact and profits? Let's dive in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm your host, Lynn, and today I'm joined by our wonderful guest, Nina Cook. Today, Nina and I are going to be talking about why an innovative mindset gives you more impact and money, providing you with valuable insights, inspiration, and strategies for driving growth and success in your ventures. And if you get a ton of value in this episode, I would love to invite you to subscribe because it costs nothing to subscribe. Now, about Nina. 6- and 7-figure entrepreneurs hire Nina to create an unstoppable mindset so they can build authority and boost their profit. Nina has worked with hundreds of established entrepreneurs, helping them to increase their income by up to 800%. She is the co-author of Renegade Mindset, a financial advisor's guide to a peak performance mindset. And she is the host of Entrepreneur's Inner Game and Wealthy Advisor Mindset. These are both podcasts. Nina has been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine, on BBC Radio, and on top podcasts that are world renowned. Nina, I am so thrilled to have you here today. Welcome to the show.
It's such a pleasure to be here, Lynn.
Well, I am really excited to dive in. And I think let's just sort of start with what inspired you to get started in the mindset work that you do.
I came into it, I kind of stumbled into the mindset work. I had a company, my first online business was back in 2005. I started a personal shopping business. I wasn't the personal shopper. I was doing all the sales and marketing. And I had a really great team of personal shoppers and makeup artists. This business grew very quickly. It became a nationwide. It became a six-figure business. I was doing well, but I knew that I was very limited in how much I could grow because I was scared to market myself. The reason I was scared to market myself is as a child, I grew up in a household where I created a strategy to keep myself safe. The strategy was to be invisible as much as possible, not to catch my family's attention, because that was the best way for me to keep myself safe. Now, we know that the limiting beliefs that we and the strategies that we create in childhood, we take into adult life. Until they're dealt with, they just stay with us. And as we grow older and older, these are just intact within our subconscious, programming us and making us react in certain ways. As an adult, this translated into business. It had a real impact in this business because I didn't want to market myself. I wanted to stay hidden because in my head, that was still the best way to keep myself safe, even though I was no longer in that family environment. I was no longer a child, but the same program was still playing in my head. Because I wasn't able to go on social media, give talks, talk to a bigger audience, I wasn't able to grow in a way that I could have grown. So literally, I was leaving a lot of money on the table at that stage. It all came to a head one day. I had a corporate booking. Remember, I was doing all my marketing on the phone. I was doing all my sales calls on the phone. I was okay with selling, but I hated doing any visible marketing. And at that time, I got all my clients through Google Ads. Now, Google AdWords in those days were much more affordable than they are now. And they worked very well for me because I could stay hidden in my marketing. One day I got a really nice corporate gig in a big accountancy firm in central London. I went along to the pampering evening. It was to serve the senior female staff and their top female clients. I took along a team of 20 experts. Once we'd set everything up, I thought, now is the time for me to go and hobnob with the senior associates and see if I can get another booking from them. And I found these two women. I saw them in the distance. They were in their sharp business suits. I thought, I know, I'll go and talk to them, introduce myself properly and, you know, see if I can get another booking. So I started walking towards them. And suddenly the voice in my head said, don't go and talk to them, because if you do, they're going to realize that you're not very good at what you do. They're going to see how flawed you are. And they're going to wonder why they were booked with you. They're going to think this was a mistake. So I thought, I mustn't do that. So I did a sharp left turn. And luckily, I found an empty office. It was in semi-darkness. And I hid away in that office for the rest of the evening. Well, on the way home, on the train, it was a dark November evening. It was raining. And I looked at my reflection in the window of the train. And I thought, why do you keep screwing up these opportunities? They come right in front of you and you cannot grab them. And I thought, this has got to stop. I cannot continue doing this. And the other thought which came into my head was, I had children and I wanted to be a good role model to my children. I didn't want to be someone who was scared of life. And I made a decision there and then that for myself and for my children, I was going to figure out a way. It didn't matter how much it was going to cost me. It didn't matter how much time it was going to take. I was going to figure out a way to fix myself and never be in this position again. This led me to a long journey of self-development. It's a big world. I just dived right in. I took trainings. I read tens of books. I did lots of workshops. I wanted to find the permanent cure for me. I wasn't interested in anything temporary. I wanted a permanent fix. I wanted to change who I was. And eventually I found a way to do this. It was through a coach who helped me to identify my biggest limiting beliefs, because he said these were the source of my lack of confidence and my unhappiness. Once we identified them, there were lots of self-esteem limiting beliefs, which I never even knew I had. Things like, I'm not good enough. There's something wrong with me. I can never be happy. Change is difficult. So many. And once we identified these, and they were a real revelation to me, then we were able to start dissolving them. Once we dissolved them, automatically, without me even having to think about it, I started showing up in a different way. I started wanting to put videos out. I started wanting to go on social media. I wanted to tell people what I did because I lost the fear of their rejection. I lost the fear of worrying about what they would think of me. I lost the fear of having to keep myself safe. And that had a huge impact on my business because automatically I was able to talk to big companies and tell them how I could help them. I started booking companies like Sky and Goldman Sachs because I felt like they're equal for the first time ever. I lost my fear of authority figures. This was eye-opening for me. And as I started growing that business, I lost interest in it because my interest was suddenly on, hang on a minute, if my business can grow as a result of me gaining confidence in myself and putting myself out in a bigger way, then I can't be the only one who does this, who suffers. I can help other entrepreneurs who are stuck, not just in marketing, but also in sales conversations. There's a huge amount of fear there. And that's when I transitioned out of that business into this business.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. That's an amazing story. I really love how you've really, it was this epiphany and then this pivotal choice that you made to change your life. So kudos to you for doing that, Nina. And let's sort of dive into the topic of you know, I mean, I think you've already sort of given us the glimmer, the a secret peek, but how and why does an innovative mindset give you more impact and money?
It changes your self-identity. In order to have more impact and more money, you have to believe that you are worthy and deserving of it. And to believe that, you have to have the self-identity of the, that of being the person who can have that sort of impact, who can make that sort of money. Because who we believe we are determines how far we go in life. If we have the conversation within ourselves, it's not going to work for me, I don't deserve that, I can't have that, I've never had it before, that means I can't have it in my future, I'm not the type of person. If we have that kind of dialogue going on within us, then we have the identity of someone who will settle for mediocrity and disappointment in life. So in order to align with our goals, we have to create that identity of being that person who has those goals. Because if we don't have that identity of being the person who can have those goals, there's going to be a big conflict going on between the goals that we want and what we believe we can have in life. And when we have that conflict, then the goals don't win. Our self-identity wins. And that is why, for example, when, you know, we've heard this so many times, when people win the lottery, those people have the identity of someone who can win a lottery, but they don't have the identity of someone who can maintain that level of abundance. So sometimes they lose it. Some people continue with that level of abundance because they built that self-concept, but others who didn't do that second part, they will lose it. So it's really very logical, because if what we believe we can have is what we tend to have, and if we go beyond that boundary of what we believe we can have, we will find a way of self-sabotaging and pulling ourselves back into alignment with what we believe we can have. So the fundamental change has to come with our belief system. There is no other way that I know of being able to change that. It's almost like, you know, there's a brick wall between us and our goals, and each brick is a limiting belief. Now, some people have very tall brick walls, some people have a smaller brick wall, but you can't get over it or around it or through it until you look at those bricks and say, what is each brick? Each brick is a different belief. It could be around your self-esteem, it could be around success, it can be around money. But we have to start taking those bricks out and creating a big enough hole for us to get through that wall and to our goals. You don't have to dismantle every single belief. I've still got tons of them. But I know that the beliefs I have are blocking me. Literally, they're blocking me from being able to think even bigger. So that is ongoing work for all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm fascinated by this. And how do you do this? Do you have a process when you work with people?
Yes, I have an unstoppable success process. So the first step is to have a diagnostic call. What's stopping you? Diagnostic call. Because we need to say, find out, you know, what are these beliefs? And it's very easy to identify them, because all you need to do is, first of all, look at the surface level. What are unproductive behaviors that you keep repeating again and again? For a lot of entrepreneurs, these will be resistant behaviors where they don't do certain things that they know that they need to do. So they may resist having sales conversations. They may resist marketing themselves. They may resist, you know, putting a webinar out there, even doing the admin. That means their business can start moving forward. Some people will resist invoicing their clients. They will just sit on, you know, these invoices, and then they realize their cash flow isn't going to, you know, be good for that month. So there's lots of excuses we make not to do things which we know will be good for our business. So for example, if we were to connect with 5 people every day, Monday to Friday, that would be around 100 people a month. Now, there's a possibility out of those 100 people, there may be a few of them who want to know more about what we do. So it's just doing that, you know, that consistent outreach, which will lead to more sales conversations. But Some people will find a million excuses not to do that. So it's identifying those behaviors. So what do you do instead of doing that work? You know, do you go through, do you scroll through social media? Do you go into your phone? What do you do instead? What's the emotion behind that? So it's finding that level of behavior that if we were to watch them at work, we could see this is that negative behavior loop you keep repeating. That's stopping you from making more money. And then once you have that, then you can think, okay, so what do I have to believe to be true in order to keep repeating that unproductive behavior? Or what do I have to believe to be true is finding those bricks in that wall. So I would have to believe that I'm not the sort of person who can ever be successful. I have to believe that it's pointless trying to do this because it's not going to work for me. I have to believe I can't make more money. I have to believe it's a struggle to get more clients. So you can start finding those bricks and putting, you know, words to them. And then the next step after you find those bricks, well, for me and my clients, is to go through the unstoppable success process where we dissolve that limiting belief from your subconscious permanently. And we make sure it's gone, because before we do that, they give the limiting belief a number out of 10. When we've gone through the process, they again give that limiting belief a number out of 10. If that number is 3 or below, then we know that belief has been dealt with. But that's just one part. The second part is intentionally planting new, powerful, productive beliefs in your subconscious, where you choose the belief that you know is going to help you to make more money and have more impact. And that's the process of replacing unproductive beliefs with productive beliefs, because then that organically gives you a new foundation of making decisions. Do I want to market to, you know, the ideal client? Do I want to start marketing consistently? Well, if I've got productive beliefs, which are supporting my goals, then yes, I want to do that because I can see how that's going to transform my life. So we're not being blocked by that negative talk anymore. It becomes much easier to take action.
Are you frustrated with your inability to take the next steps to grow your practice? And worry that your same old tired strategies don't seem to work any longer? If this is you, then listen up. Nina has spent the last 2 decades coaching financial advisors and has cracked the code to growing AUMs, hitting bigger profits in your business, and achieving a higher quality of life. You can now get access to those secrets in her game-changing book, Renegade Mindset, a financial advisor's guide to a peak performance mindset. In the book, Nina will share her proven process for success to take you from chasing clients to attracting high-paying ones by creating a success-driven mindset. So, if you are struggling with stagnation, then this could give you the breakthrough you've been searching for. This is different to anything you may have come across before. For being an awesome listener to this podcast, our team would like to gift you a free copy of the book, Renegade Mindset, a financial advisor's guide to a peak performance mindset. You can get your free copy at ninabook.org. You only have to pay for shipping and handling. Once again, the link to get a free copy of this book is ninabook.org. The link is also in the description. Don't miss out on this exclusive opportunity to grow your AUM and stop hustling for your next client. Now, back to the show.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I lean into this. I just believe my whole life has been a journey of growth mindset and continuing to pursue that. But why? I mean, maybe this is rhetorical. I don't know. But why is pursuing an innovative growth mindset such a challenge for many people?
Yeah, that's a great question. I feel that entrepreneurs, a lot of them aren't interested in mindset. They don't want to do mindset work. What they want is more money and more impact. And there's lots of ways. So there tends to be an external focus. Well, I need a new marketing strategy. I need a new process. I need a new system. I need a new team member. And all of these things are very, very important. But if you don't look at your mindset, then you can invest a lot of money in all of these external activities and still procrastinate about doing them or not see the results from them because you're not aligned to your goals, because your mindset is working against you. So that's why it's so important to do this piece. But clients believe that I don't need to do that. What I need is a new strategy. That's what I want to spend my time and my money. But that stuff won't work as well for you until you fix the foundation first. It's, you know, the analogy is if you're building a house, you're not going to build a house on a flimsy foundation that could crumble at any point. No one would ever do that. They would spend time and effort getting a really strong foundation in place and build a house on that. And that's what the mindset is that strong foundation that's going to give you more resilience. It's going to enable you to take more risks in your business. It's going to enable you to get over setbacks more quickly. It's going to enable you to think bigger and dream bigger and take bigger action, because you know that if it doesn't work, it's okay. You just get up and you try again and again and again. And it's that resilience that marks out the most successful entrepreneurs that we can see, because they have failed multiple times on a bigger scale than we can ever imagine, but their mindset is fixed on their goals. So they just dust themselves off, take all the learnings, all the data they've got, and then they make some changes and off they go again. They would never, ever give up. They would never procrastinate for days and weeks thinking, what's the point? Didn't work last time, not going to do it again, because they have that thinking of, I can do it. That never fails them.
No, I mean, I agree. I think resilience is one of the most powerful skills that you can acquire. And, you know, it is interesting how many people they try something once. I mean, I get this when I'm working with clients on their sales strategy. Oh, I tried that, didn't work. And it's like, okay, well, you tried it once. What did work out of it? What needs to be fixed? And, you know, it's a really interesting conversation. I guess that does get down into, you know, what's holding people back? Is it, and I'm sure it's different for some different people. I mean, some people may feel that it's a, you know, a challenge to their level of expertise or their capabilities. Some people may just be always chasing what's the newest shiny object. But I'm curious if, you know, about that, about developing an innovative mindset and why it's such a blind spot so often.
Yeah, there's the big issue from just about everyone is that we are guided by our past. We're not guided by what is there in front of us. We're not seeing things, we're not seeing memories as neutral memories. Memories are neutral. And because they have a neutral canvas, we can add any meaning to any memory. So what we do is, without thinking about it, it's as natural as breathing. We're attaching meanings, often negative meanings, to past events. So we could be, well, I failed at that test at school, so I'm not smart. Or my parents love my sibling more than me, therefore I'm not lovable. We have, you know, thousands and thousands and, you know, however many memories. And we tend to think, well, that defined me. But the memory didn't define us. It's the meaning we put on the memory that's defining us. So if we can ever get to that level, and this is what I teach my clients, to remove meanings from memory so they become neutral, take your learnings from those, and then use those to make your decision in the here and now. Because if you let your past, and you giving it a negative meaning, if you let your past dictate what your present and future is going to be, you're only going to get more of the same. So it's a very intentional decision to say, okay, I'm not going to be led by the negative frame I've given my past. I'm going to just swipe all of that, and then I'm going to look at this with fresh eyes, without that meaning, and then decide what course of action I want to take. This isn't an overnight thing. This is daily mindset work. So with my clients, we have, you know, my VIP clients, we meet once every 2 weeks. But they have to do daily mindset work in between those, because once you sort, you know, creating something, creating new habits is the hard work. Once you've created them, then you have to maintain them. That's the second stage. So once they created these new habits, then they have to maintain those new habits. So what I want to emphasize is this is not an overnight thing. It's not something that you try for 2 or 3 days, say, well, I tried and it didn't work. I'm constantly changing my life. I still feel the same. That's not what mindset is about. It's about making deep changes through belief work, but then also cleaning up your mental diet so you feel in control, more in control of your life than you've ever done before.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a beautiful thing. I do have to ask a sort of a tangent question, because a lot of times when I look at memories, I look for the positive. So, I mean, it's like something I will purposely do. So, you know, like if I full disclosure, I launched a course once, nobody bought it. And I could look at that from a negative, but instead it was like, okay, let's celebrate everything that we learned and accomplished in this. And now that we've done that, now we can look at what we need to refine and what we need to improve upon. And so I, to this day, I don't look at it from that, the negative. I look at it from the positive. And it's a way to, even when something just normal will happen during the day, I have this saying that I'll say, oh, well, if that's the worst thing that happens to me today, bring it on. You know, it's like, I try to put these things in perspective. You know, I got some kind of snarky email or whatever it happens to be. Right. And I don't know, is that good? Or is that because I'm actually labeling these memories or these events in a positive way? I'm just curious, is that okay?
It's brilliant, because you have less baggage. And, you know, when we make a decision in the present moment, we're not making a decision just looking at the factors in this present moment. We're looking at this decision with all our old baggage over our shoulder. So it's like we've got this big bag over our shoulder and we're bringing all of that into our decision making. So if you have less of that baggage, because you're not giving it the negative meaning, you're giving it a curiosity meaning, what can I learn from this? And I believe that memories are there for learning.
Yeah.
So what can I learn from this? How can I do this better next time? I know that this is a big factor in your ongoing success, because it keeps you moving forward. And what we want to do as entrepreneurs is keep moving forward and making progress. I spoke to a very successful business coach. He's, you know, makes around 600K a year. He said that about 95% of everything he tries fails. He's absolutely
the first time.
Yeah. And then he improves.
But not necessarily the second or the third time.
Exactly. So he's not scared of failure. When you're not scared of failure, then you will keep trying things out, and sooner or later you're going to get some results. And this is the most wonderful thing about being an entrepreneur, because we get to try things out. We're like, you know, we're in a lab. We're like scientists in a lab. We're trying things and seeing what works, and then just, you know, just changing that up a little bit and seeing what result we, what comes out at the end of that scientific experiment. So we're in a really amazing creative space. But there are so many people who are so scared and stuck and scarcity driven that they can't even envisage, you know, putting themselves out there, having those sales conversations where they can show their value and really help the client to transform their lives. They never put themselves in that position because they just don't want to go there. They're so scared and fearful.
Now, everyone who's listening and who's tuned into this, what should our listeners do next about embracing an innovative mindset?
I would like to give them a complimentary copy of my book. It's called Renegade Mindset. It's written for financial advisors, but everything in it is 100% applicable to any entrepreneur, because we all have the same challenges in life in terms of growing our business. We all have challenges around procrastination, overwhelm, lack of focus, fear of marketing, fear of sales conversations. We have money blocks. So they're all exactly the same thing. So I'd love to give your audience a free copy of that.
I will absolutely take that up, and we'll make sure that we include that link down below. So everybody just take a look there so that you can get this wonderful book, The Renegade Mindset. And Nina, to close out, is there anything you wish I had asked you that I did not?
I wish you'd asked me, what is the one thing that entrepreneurs can do to boost their money and their impact?
I want to hear then.
The one thing they can do is do the uncomfortable thing. And instead of always looking outwards, turn inwards for once. Shine a spotlight on the stuff that you don't want to see, that you feel uncomfortable about, because it's often the stuff that we avoid that gives us the biggest breakthrough. So I would invite everyone who's listening to do that. And don't do it and beat yourself up. Do it in a really kind, forgiving way to yourself.
Yes, absolutely. The best thing you can do is to forgive yourself. Absolutely. And to look at those things. I concur. This has been brilliant. Nina, thank you so much for sharing why an innovative mindset gives you more impact and money. Now, I know our audience is going to want to know how and where they can find more about you.
Go to my website. It's ninacook.co.uk. And yes, if you want to, anyone wants to email me, my email address is nina@ninacook.co.uk. I reply to all my emails, so I would welcome anyone to connect with me.
All right, wonderful. And we'll include those links down below as well. Thank you, Nina. And to all of our listeners who tuned in, this has been yet another very informative discussion.
I hope you enjoyed the episode today on the Wealthy Advisor Mindset. Make sure to hit subscribe on your chosen platform to get notifications on upcoming episodes. If this episode made you think of someone who you think would benefit from listening to it, then go ahead, take a screenshot, and share this episode with them, or post it on your social media to share with your friends and colleagues. You can catch the show notes for this episode and any mentioned links in the description. If you are a financial advisor who is struggling to grow your AUM and profits while creating a great work-life balance, and you know it's because your mindset is stopping you, or you have a specific challenge in mind that you would love Nina's feedback on, go to chatswithnina.org and grab a time that works best for you. We'd love to see if we can help you. Once again, it's chatswithnina.org. We will see you in the next episode.